Mayor Halverson, first of all, the issue of 1.7 and borrowing to take care of what's left of the mall demolition remediation project, what happened?
The $1.7 million additional funding was approved by the Common Council this evening, which will, in essence, finish what we know as the mall project. It will allow for approximately 150 new parking spaces that will be injected into the what was the center portion of the mall. It will allow for us to obviously much, much easier develop the Dunham site, and then it will also finish any of the environmental concerns that still remain. There is remediation that needs to get done. There's vapor extraction that we have to incorporate from a timely perspective into Mid-State Technical College's bids, which they're releasing now, and we were contractually obligated to do that. But what this really does is it finally allows the funding stream, which we have always indicated that we were going to need for the second phase, to finish this project and to finish it in a way where we truly position the downtown to take a leap forward in terms of the parking that's needed. We retain a large area for potential Fox expansion to the north, which is very, very important in terms of how this is designed. So a lot of folks were concerned, well, you're going to build this parking lot. Wouldn't you just tear it out if the theater would expand? Well, we've already allocated a large amount of undeveloped green space that would allow for a Fox Theater expansion to its north, which is obviously very important. So it was the right decision at the right time. We're able to amplify our synergies with the Mid-State parking lot. We're repaving half of the Shopko parking lot. This new paving project will happen at the same time. So normally when you can let these bids at the same time, the savings will flow from that. So this is on the high end. This allows for the worst case scenario of environmental remediation. Odds are it'll be less. We will also take the proceeds from a Dunham sale to offset the principal of this borrowing, as well as any other outside grant dollars that we're able to receive as a community to help us with the environmental concerns.
There was some discussion. Council wasn't in full agreement on what to do about the parking lot or not the parking lot, wait or do it all now. And in the end, they're going to do it all now.
They are. The $1.7 million allows us to move forward with the funding stream to build that parking lot now. And it's really a question of, do we do it in the short term, or do we simply wait? I think the inevitability that we know, parking is very finite in our downtown. We know that we're going to have to inject parking one way or the other. Why don't we position ourselves for the best possible success, which is get it in the short term, get Dunham spun off as fast as we can. It probably has now increased in value because it's going to have parking that's going to support it, and that's going to be a huge, huge part of us recouping this principal investment. And I think once you get this done, it also answers a great degree of uncertainty that we've had regarding the environmental issues underground, but it also answers the question for potential developers that are looking at the 4+ acres that are directly across the street known as the Lullaby site. Now they know what will happen there. Mid-State is obviously now a certainty, and we gain finally some momentum within our center city to gain the other elements of the projects that we want to see succeed.
There was some discussion that the Dunham site may increase in value significantly with that parking lot done, and at least one of the last two tries to sell Dunham's failed because of parking.
Parking is critical. You've got a 22,000 square foot building that needs to be supported with parking. The reason the city backed off from the most recent agreement was the developers wanted a guarantee that it would stay public parking in essence forever. Now, it will probably stay public parking for a very long time. But one of the mistakes that this city made in the early 80s was we locked ourselves into situations that we couldn't get out of. And I will not repeat those mistakes, ironically, on the exact same site. We're just not going to do that. So public parking will be present. It will definitely support the redevelopment of Dunham's. I can't speculate on value, but I do know with an operational technical college right across the street, that's going to be a very advantageous spot for someone.
Any new nibbles on finding a developer for the Dunham site?
We're releasing an RFP that will be broadly distributed, and we can have those responses come back probably within the next 30 to 60 days on a potential sale.
After years and years of nothing, some changes happening with the Fox Theater, a new group apparently getting heavily involved there, and some changes in how it may proceed in the future.
The Sanders family has donated the Fox Theater to the Fox Theater LLC, which is a nonprofit, in essence, subcorporation of the Portage County Arts Alliance and a lot of the same stakeholders. They're a tremendous group of fire souls, and I can't thank the Sanders family enough for transferring what is one of the most culturally identifiable buildings in Stevens Point to new development. I think that's very exciting. So with the Fox Theater being another component that could drive 300 or 400 person events, The multi-genre approach to a real community center is one where it isn't just theater, it isn't just film. It could be banquets, it could be a variety of other things. And that group will obviously decide that. But whatever happens, you're going to need to serve them somehow with parking. The 150 spaces may very well not be enough, along with the Shopko lot. So parking, again, in downtown is critical. You invest in public parking, you're going to invest in property value appreciation, and that's what we need in downtown.